Listening to all the people talking on these CDs, I'm astonished and delighted to discover that Croom has meant so many things to so many different people. In every interview, there's a real sense of affection for the place, or fond memories of the period of their life when they were based here. For Ken Ashenden and Mary Evans, Croom was so special that they both chose to get married here. Ken takes up the story.
I went back over to what was still the RAF site at Croom, and I spoke to the officers there, told them I wanted to get married in Croom Church, and I'd seen the vicar, Reverend Cheeseman, and he told me that I could get married there provided I slept in the parish at least for 3 nights before we put the bands up. And having been demobbed by now, it was a bit difficult. So they said, well, you can sleep in your old billet with your mates, which I did, to qualify myself for getting married at Croom Church. And the due date came along, and we were married there on the 11th of December 1948. And one or two of my RAF pals were ringing the bells for us. And then we went back to Kemsey to the Talbot again and had our reception there. So Croom and that area are really very close to me.
I hoped that I could have got married actually in the church at Croom Court, but because it didn't hold a licence, we did try and get one, but we weren't allowed it. I actually had to go to Upton-on-Severn, which is a parish we were really in, and we got married in a little church in Upton. But all the nuns came along and were the choir for us, and Sister Ursula, who had got a fantastic voice, did a solo for us, sung Ave Maria, while we were signing the register. And we had our reception back at the court, which again was at the nun's suggestion. My mother and lots of her friends organised all the catering, and we had our reception in the long gallery, which, as I said, had been the boys' dining room at the time. Unfortunately, we kept losing all our guests because they were so interested in going round the court and the nuns were so keen to show them around, and it was very difficult to get everybody together, but we did have lots of photographs taken on the steps at the front. And it was a lovely sunny day and very, very nice.
The last word on our CD goes to Leonard Edwards, whose father Albert was the caretaker at Croom Court for 50 years. Leonard grew up in this special place and still treasures every moment of it.
Not many people get to grow up in a stately home and have complete access to all of it. And you could go out in the evening and just sit on a gate, or go and sit up by the panorama or the rotunda or wherever you want to go, and just, it was just beautiful. You could go and fish in the lake, you could go and boat on the lake. There was always something going on around the estate, somebody was felling a tree, or it really was a treasure, you know, sort of just an incredible experience.
For me, working on this project has also been an incredible experience, and my thanks go to all the interviewees and contributors who have taken part. I'd also like to thank the Friends of Croom Park for their support and assistance since 2005, and particularly Julia Letts for her encouragement and help in editing our interviews and producing these CDs.